JCA monitoring.
ZLK mobile. 3JCA and 4ZLK mobile.
4ZLK, KA3JCA. Are you done for the evening, Shane, headed home?
I'm about 20 minutes from the house. Already stopped and filled up the truck, and actually got a little cup of those chicken livers to try them out.
Laughing there. Oh, that's good. I tell you what, I didn't eat all of mine because I knew I had pizza coming. So I ate a few pieces of pizza, and I figure I can heat those up or snack on those either tonight or tomorrow, but just heat up a couple at a time here. And they're awesome. I've had them before and I forgot about it, but I'm glad you checked back in here. I wanted to ask your wife, I don't know if you like it or not, but does your wife like Scrapple?
Fan of Scrapple. I like it, but she, you know, when she was a kid, it was gross to her. I think she may have tried it and had it since going back to see her sisters, but yeah, she's not a big fan.
My next question was, has she ever gone to the, I think it's the Scrapple or Apple Scrapple Festival or something that they have there in Delaware? So I know they have the, coming up here in October, I think they have the pumpkin launch thing they do once a year.
I haven't been there, but I've seen about that. And I'm not sure if that was going on when she lived there or not. And I doubt she's been to whatever that other festival, Scrapple Apple Festival, whatever. I doubt she's been to that, but I'll ask her when I get home.
It's called the Apple Scrapple Festival. I may be wrong. And then there was also something they held in June called the June Jam at Killen State Park.
Ask her about that as well. Killen State Park, is that what you said?
Well, I'm not sure. I'm going to have to look it up, but the name of the event was called June Jam.
I think in the summertime, she was at the beach, get her chores done, and then would ride her bike to the beach since she lived so close.
Yeah, they're saying that this is held at the GNR campground in Houston, Delaware. So I don't know if it's changed. I think back when I was there, it was at a different location. But it's usually held in June every year, around June 19th.
Close to Dover?
Closer to Houston, Harrington, and Seaford area. I think it was, Houston is like below Harrington, so it was in that area there between Harrington and Seaford.
Yeah, I don't know if she ever got over there much. I told you one of her nieces lives right near there now. But I'll ask her, see if she recognizes it. I'm sure she'd heard of it. If it was going on when she was younger, she probably would have heard of it.
It's been a long day today. I've actually rested, so I'm ready for the net tonight.
Thank you. It's only, an hour away, so I'm going to try to tune in. We've got a birthday party going on tomorrow at the house. It's our granddaughter's one-year birthday party, and my wife said both my girls are spending the night tonight to help. And when I called her on the way home, she sounded like she was busy doing stuff. So I don't know if I'll get a chance to check in, but I will try to sneak out if they don't have me working.
You go to Walmart and buy you a set of those little family FRS radios there and give it to your one-year-old and let her talk if you have a GMRS license. Hi.
Eventually. And I haven't gotten the GMRS yet. I might look into it, but I'll probably do that with the grandkids. When I've had my ham radio license since before my kids were born, but I didn't have anything set up in the house. And when they were young, I wouldn't get home till they were ready for bed. And I always had a 2 meter in my truck, so they would see it if they'd ride with me to the dump or something on the weekends. But I've got one son that says he's going to do it. And I got my son-in-law to do it. He's got his license up in Fletcher. But the others, you know, by the time they were in middle school, cell phones were popular. And They just never had shown an interest in radio.
Well, you know, my brother, my youngest brother, he used to live in Fletcher. Actually, he lived in a development. You come out of the development, you had the street there, and then across the street was the approach into the runway to the airport there. So he lived up there for the longest time, and then when I finally decided to move from Florida to South Carolina up here, he got reassigned to Boston area, and so we didn't get a chance to meet him or his kids for a while. He's got two kids that are like 8 and 9 or 8 and 10, something like that, and so they're grown, but he's since left Boston, and he's living out in Rapid City, South Dakota.
With family when they're spread out like that.
I have a brother that's living in Plattsburgh, New York area, and he loves it up there. His kids, actually, I think two of his kids are there. I don't know if the third one has moved back to that area or not, but all of his grandkids are there. So he's lucky. He's got like 3 or 4 grandbabies now. So I commend him and his wife for going through their labors with their children, and they were all good and not in trouble. So, and then I have a brother, John, who lives out in Illinois, just St. Louis area. He lives south of that in Columbus, Illinois, and he has just one boy who's living out in Colorado. And then my brother James, like I said, he has 5 kids. His oldest is already married, and his other ones are all still young, living at home.
Got a brother in Utah and a brother in Texas, sister in Nashville, and a brother here. He wasn't in the Nashville area, but he's here now. And the three brothers have 2 boys. 2 of them have 2 boys. 1 has 4 boys. And the one with 4 boys, he's got 2 of them are married, but none of the others are.
Let's see here. Well, my mom and dad had 4 boys, and my parents, my dad's side of the family, his parents had 4 boys. And, of course, when we were all born, I have a daughter and a stepdaughter, and then my brother Mike had 2 boys, and his wife said, "We're not stopping until we have a girl." So their third child was a girl, and they stopped. And, of course, my brother John, he only has the 1 boy. And then Jimmy has... Let's see here. 1, 2. Yes, 3 girls and 2 boys.
Russ, Beth's 2 sisters both have 2 girls each. And then my brothers have boys. And we have 2 boys and 2 girls. So we kind of, we hit the jackpot. I'm glad we had both, because I couldn't imagine life without them.
That's when I missed my days from the YMCA. Got to teach kids how to swim, go to summer camp, play youth sports. But at 5 o'clock, I could give them back to their parents.
Good job there. Very good. Well, I am just about home, so I'm going to go ahead and clear. I guess I was closer than 20 minutes. Richard, hope you and Sally and Ashley have a good evening. And look forward to hearing you on the net. I've enjoyed talking to you this evening again. And at least we stayed off of the food subject. And I'm not so hungry because I snacked a little bit there. You have a good good evening, a good weekend. We'll talk to you again. KA3JCA and 4ZLK.
KA3JCA, clear and monitoring.